It's 12:04. I'm Peter Biello with VPR News. According to a recent survey, chief executive officers of many of Vermont's largest employers are generally optimistic about the economy. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
The survey was conducted by the Vermont Business Roundtable and Economic Policy Resources, a Williston research and analysis firm. The survey of Vermont Business Roundtable's membership, which includes CEOs of approximately 120 businesses in the state, is conducted quarterly. Respondents answered 8 questions about the economy, demand, capital spending, and employment. On job growth, the results indicate companies in Vermont are more optimistic than their national counterparts. According to a joint news release announcing the results, only 2% of CEO respondents forecast a decrease in their employment for the next 3 months. That's compared to 19% of their counterparts at the national business roundtables. Vermont manufacturers provided the most upbeat outlook, according to the survey. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.
37 Vermont buildings in 11 counties are going to be sharing $540,000 in state preservation grants. The structures include historic meeting houses, churches, barns, and libraries. Officials say the historic architecture provides a visual record of life in Vermont over the past 200 years and represents the state's heritage to current and future generations. And finally, Vermont Ski Areas Association says 5 ski resorts will remain open this weekend, with 3 planning to offer skiing and riding into May. The association said this week that Sugar Bush is hoping to be open until May 4th. Jay Peak until May 11th in Killington has not set a closing date yet. Smuggler's Notch and Stowe Mountain Resort plan to close on Sunday. The Eye in the Sky forecast calls for partly to mostly sunny skies today, with clouds to start us off, and there is a chance of rain or snow showers. Highs in the mid-40s to low 50s. For tonight, clearing with lows in the teens. And for tomorrow, variable high clouds, but otherwise mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. And that is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Support for VPR comes from St. Johnsbury Academy, teaching students to build lives of character, inquiry, and community since 1842, stjacademy.org. And from Fairbanks Museum, introducing the Passport to Discovery, a ticket to exploration and adventure throughout the school year.